appreciate the opportunity to speak. A few things I would like. My first request is something that needs to be clarified. The line voltage of this line coming down is all the PR paperwork that they're passing around is stating that it's 1,200 megawatts and it's going to be DC power and so forth and so on. What I'm interested in is what happens when you convert that to AC. The documentation available on one of Hydro-Quebec's websites states it as 410 kV. The largest transmission line that we use in New Hampshire for our own purposes is 345 kV. That's 345,000 volts, okay? And if the literature on the Hydro-Quebec website is right, they're going to be bringing down 410,000 volts, not 345,000. The capacity of this line is much bigger. So I'd like that clarified because I've asked the question to public service a few times, and they talk about, yeah, it's going to be a 345 kV line once it gets into the grid down here. That's not my question. My question is, what are these people going to have coming through their backyard? According to Hydro-Quebec, it's 410,000 if you convert it to AC. Is that clear? If it's not, I can talk to you later. I'll put it in writing. Right now, as people have been saying, there's a 25% over capacity in the state of New Hampshire. We make 25% more than what we use. Right now, there's four power plants that are just about going out of business with about 400 people looking to lose their jobs, while all the time public service is negotiating with Laidlaw for a 50 or 60 kW plant in Berlin. Just doesn't make a lot of sense to shut four plants down, you know, build one new one, plus get this power into the grid that they think we need. I'd like to talk briefly about the tax impact. Everybody that owns land adjacent to these lines, I'm sure, is going to be going for abatements. So are the people who live in the neighborhoods, because if your neighbor happens to be, has one of these lines going on their house, it's going to affect your property. I would suggest that the $22 million in taxes that they say they're going to kick in every year would be wiped out easily by the value of the abatements. That needs to be looked at. It wasn't done in the economic study that they did. I'd also like you to include four things in the study that have been addressed tonight. I'll summarize them quickly. I'd like to see the ISO review done, just like everybody else, every other business has to do it. I'd like to see the economic study redone to include all the impacts, such as tax abatements. Public service admitted they didn't include those. And I'd like to have the environmental study include the environmental impacts north of the border. It's ridiculous to just say that they don't exist. We don't need this thing. We don't need the power. And it's evident, if the gentleman is correct who said that 1,200 megawatts has to be available to go both ways, that's even more evidence that we don't need that power here, because there's not an additional 1,200 megawatt in capacity planned anywhere in the Northeast, if you follow what I'm saying, to be able to go the other way. So I'd just like to see this stop, the sooner the better. Thank you.